We've spoken about this before on the program, the fact that we seem to have lost trust in, well, not just our politicians. I mean, that's normally what we talk about, but whether it be our religious institutions, the banks after the Royal Commission, trust is at a very, very premium these days. And I thought, I've asked the question, how do you think do we get this back? I mean, we've talked about generational change and the like, but I don't know that we've ever come up with really any hard answers. Richard Kelly is a catastrophist and thinks he might have some answers. He joins us now. Richard, before I get into this, what is a catastrophist?
Great question, Stephen. So a catastrophist is someone who looks into the future and instead of seeing the potential positive virtues, sees how things can happen that might tilt the axis of the world and actually lead to a much worse off, whether it be economy or society, than otherwise might be. It's kind of the long fuse, big bang issues.
So kind of a glass half empty kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at that. As I said, I mean, you know, we probably lost trust in our politicians years ago. Recent royal commissions have led us to be more focused on the fact that we've lost trust in the banks or our religious institutions or other institutions and the like. We've got another royal commission about to come up into the aged care system, which a lot of us don't trust already. Is it too late to turn these things around?
I think it's never too late, but we've gone down a very long, long path of the slow eroding of trust in society in general and specifically around the circumstances we find ourselves in Australia. And I honestly don't think there's any easy answers. I think there needs to be a quiet, I'll say, a revolution of people holding themselves. We're asking our bankers now to hold themselves to account, to be more trustworthy, to show the character that we're used to seeing in the banking institutions. But I very much think that same call to arms to the banking industry is exactly what every individual in Australia needs to be asking of themselves. And then we can start seeing that we can rebuild trust through the whole community. So I think it's now one brick at a time. It can be done, but it needs the collective mass of people in Australia to realise this is a problem that's not going away. It's getting worse. We can see examples of it getting worse. And we talked about the distrust in politicians. Yes, it's always been there, but the political system, a 7 near chance of being 8 prime ministers in the last 10 years is just a diabolical indication of how we have trust in or don't have trust in our systems here in Australia.
You raise an interesting point there about dealing with it brick by brick, because I've always been of the opinion that we get the government we deserve and their behaviour is very much a reflection of our behaviour. What sort of time, I mean, given that you are a somebody that looks for the longer term trend, do you see a time lag? If we as individuals were to change our own behaviour, how long would we see until, or how long would it take, do you believe, until it started to permeate some of these institutions that we blame for our situation but also depend on to get us out of our situation, if that makes sense?
So I think that if we as Australians want to collectively deal with this problem and take individual accountability and responsibility, we could turn it around pretty quickly. We're a nation that rallies together in times of emergency and need and disaster. And I would, you know, what I can see coming down the track is this is a disaster, and we need to all pull together and realise that we need to be better. We are better than what we see in society at the moment. And I would agree with your comments around we are a reflection of the government we deserve. So.
Yeah, is it perhaps a situation that we need to look at structural change? Because whilst our institutions and some of those systems we had in place might have worked 50 years ago, because we've gone so far down that dark path, as you say, do we need to start looking at changing the way we do things from a structural sense? So, you know, change out the way we vote, change our system of government to reflect the fact that we've followed it down the hole, so to speak?
I think so. I think there does need to be, we need to fundamentally look or relook at the structures we have in place through society, those pillars. And if we said the church was a pillar or once was a pillar and our political structures. Our democracy was once a pillar. Those things are rapidly eroded. So the question is, what do we replace them with? And that's where we've all got to have a long, hard look about and think about and come together as a country and think about, well, where, if we want to hold ourselves to higher levels of ethics and morality through all our systems, where does that start with? And I can't help but think that it starts with the individual saying, yeah, I've had enough.
Where do you draw the line, though? Because, I mean, there'd be plenty of people out there that talk about just basic manners, for instance. I mean, once upon a time, you know, you didn't use foul language in front of certain people. Now it's become part of the vernacular. There are certain, even the way we dress is a lot more casual and a lot more laid back than it once was. Are these the kind of things we need to be looking at to change our mindset?
I think it is, Stephen. I think those very fundamental small things like manners. Manners cost nothing. Keeping your there's no need to use vulgarities. Eliminating that out of your habit, which has respect for yourself and respect for other people embedded in all of that. So these are small things people can do on a daily basis that will help rebuild that morality, ethics, and which underpin trust in society. So I think it's the little things, but we've all got to want to do them.
Given that you are a glass half empty type of bloke, do you have a positive outlook?
I wish I could say I did, but I lament where we are, and the reason for coming on your program today or this evening is to raise this awareness in people in Australian societies that, let's not just blame the banks. The position we've got to the banks is a bit like your comment around our political institutions. We've got what we've deserved, and the banks are not going to be no easy fix. Aged care is not going to be fixed easily. The systemic issues in the church system, we've just got to take accountability and be the bigger person for the sake of future generations. So I think, but what I know, going back to some of my ordinary comments or earlier comments, is that Australians come together in times of need, and I think we just need to recognise that things are pretty desperate. When 2 million people per episode log into or watch Married at First Sight through different channels, whether it be TV or online,
yep,
as a window into what we think is ethically and morally okay, and I get that there's a bit of voyeurism in there that we live vicariously through seeing things, but it's just a bit like the Roman gladiators and watching the fights in the Colosseum. At some point,
yeah. I'd say a lot of what you're saying is easier said than done, but it's actually not, is it? I think that's the point.
It's tough. It's tough. We've got to break habits that have been formed for, as you mentioned, like this has been 50 years, perhaps plus, in the making. The balance that we've always had, there's always been this, obviously, the good versus evil dichotomy. But now we have, where we would once go, for example, to the church to be the doing of ethics and morality, we're now challenged by that with the recent ongoing. So we don't have that balance back to keep us naturally in check as human beings. So how would we do that? We've got to collectively hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah, it's a fascinating situation. Richard, I really appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's Richard.
Great to chat.
Good on you, mate. That's Richard Kelly, a catastrophist. Well, he makes some interesting points, doesn't he? What do you think?